aren't able to deal with.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I'm glad to be here. I guess I shouldn't mention this next slide, which would have been a really exciting YouTube clip of a WSIB, which is a Canadian WorkSafe ad that would have been perfect for Halloween, featuring a young woman in a retail store. So if you have any desire to see, they have several clips that are pretty dramatic and well done, actually. You could Google that. So let's move on. Happy Halloween. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. Okay, so the efforts in New York to try to get youth trained in health and safety and also their rights on the job, which do go beyond health and safety, started pretty early on. NICOSH is the New York Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, an advocacy group, not-for-profit. Some of you may be familiar with COSH groups, but they advocate on behalf of workers for health and safety, do training, etc. And I happen to be on that board. The United Federation of Teachers, which represents the teachers in New York City, is part of NYSET. They also participated. And then we also have a group in New York, which I'm sure is probably replicated in states across the U.S., which is the Work Experience Coordinators, and their association, WECA, agreed to take part in discussions about how do we get youth trained on these issues in our state. So what we did originally is train, obviously, a couple hundred teachers in our state on the Talking Safety curriculum, which is a very interactive classroom-based curriculum. It's very good. And we had a poster contest. We did some things that we used California as our role model because they had already started these things. We also had been successful in getting the governor through multiple administrations to declare June as Teen Worker Safety Month. So the big question for our group was, wow, this is great stuff, but how do we get this into the curriculum? And this is where we started on the passport discussion, because in conversations with teachers of a variety of subject areas, frustration was expressed or resistance was expressed because there were so many mandates in the curriculum about what they have to cover that they were very concerned about how they could possibly incorporate this in-class curriculum dealing with these issues with what they already had on their plate. And we went back and forth and the health teacher, et cetera, because we really wanted to focus on high school and on the junior class age group. So we approached our State Department of Labor in 2008 to start a larger discussion, bringing in more allies to try to figure out how to do something about this. So we formed what's a task force, but the official name is on the top of the slide. And you can see there's a wide variety of agencies who are involved here. The second group are the folks that I mentioned from the previous slide. We've been working together. Our State Education Department, the woman is a representative from the Vocational Education Division. Our Workers' Compensation Board came on. Our State Department of Health, Occupational and Environmental Division. We have an assemblyman who is the chair of the subcommittee on worker safety and health in our state assembly, who is very interested in this, and that has helped tremendously. Federal OSHA has also come on, and then we also had, for example, the Occupational Environmental Health Center of Eastern New York has a representative, New York Youth Construction Initiative, and the Workforce Development Institute. The last, all three of the ones that I just mentioned have statewide affiliates and other folks that do what they do. So we knew that we were able to get a broad based group for feedback. What was interesting too is that when we first started meeting, Department of Labor, Department of Health expressed a lot of satisfaction with the fact that they were in the same room and had wanted to talk about these things with each other and had never really done it, and were also very glad that workers' compensation was in the room also. So here are the activities that we've done so far. We've expanded our poster contest, and here is the poster that won this year. We included public service announcements. The notice of the poster contest goes to high school statewide, and we also established a teen worker safety night in June amongst our A-Pro baseball league teams. We have had two teams in New York so far who have done that, and we have, I think, about five teams throughout the state, but the teams that had done it were in Troy, which is by Albany, and then Auburn, which is near Syracuse, and we are hoping to have the other ones participate next year. We also had join us in the contest. CSEA is a co-sponsor, and CSEA is the largest national affiliate of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. So that was also very nice, and you can see their logo on the bottom there. Oh, there's another nice YouTube clip. That would have been our public service announcement video. But NICOSH, if you get on NICOSH's website on their youth worker page, you can get to this. So then we discussed, because of the issue of not figuring out how to integrate the classroom curriculum, we said, well, let's look at trying to do something online. So folks did a search and decided that the platform, which is Passport out of Canada, might be the best fit to try to incorporate this into New York. So we also discussed at some point way down the line if we could hopefully connect taking this kind of test to getting working papers in high school. Not all kids get working papers, and we know that, but many, many of them do, and they should. So we thought that that would be a good way to try to make sure that these kids got the kind of information that we would like them to have. So our plan was to, in that we have paid Passport. Workers' Comp put $20,000 of seed money into this. They were the funder of the effort to develop and get this online. So we have paid for 5,000 licenses for the pilot, and we've been trying to solicit schools across the state to be willing to participate, high schools, that is, and several have agreed to do that. We altered the questions to reflect New York laws and United States laws, and also to lower the reading level and try to keep it at no more than an eighth grade reading level. And we've also are hoping to include some more interactive questions. There are not certainly going to be the majority of questions, but we wanted to have some interaction. So, and you'll see another slide. This sort of reflects a little bit of the challenge of working with other state agencies. This is not a mock-up of the New York potential website, but this is what we were looking that it may look like. Obviously, this is New Zealand. We have yet to see the mock-up that Workers' Comp's IT folks were to do, and, so this is what it could look like. And we have a subgroup within our larger group who is supposed to be looking at this, but I've emailed around, and I do not believe that anybody has yet gotten the mock-up from Workers' Comp. So, and if you remember that slide, we started this conversation in 2008, 2009, so this has not been an overnight thing. So the positives of the project that which I'd mentioned before, we have many advocates and agencies who are having conversations and are talking, and I'm sure beyond our project, you know, as issues come up around young worker safety and health. There is more focus on young worker issues in this state than there had been. Our Department of Labor webpage has a youth portal which is pretty good, and that had not happened before. And just last week, our New York State Assembly, that Assembly Landsman, held a roundtable. It was going to be a hearing, but it moved to a roundtable structure on youth safety last week, which the Business Council was there, NICOSH was there, the State Labor Department was there, State Ed, I think that they came, and a few other people. So it was pretty interesting. As part of the pilot, by the way, our state health department epidemiologists from the occupational and environmental section are going to be doing the follow-up to determine how well this online program seemed to work. So the students will be recontacted approximately 6 months after they complete the program to evaluate the effectiveness, and they're going to be completing a brief questionnaire. And since it's a pilot, obviously we want to see if we should expand this to all juniors in New York State, and it'll be interesting to see how that happens, because every school district has a different protocol as to how to be able to have their students participate in research and to be able to contact them and permission from parents, etc. So here's the challenges. NICOSH had funding from the state of New York through the state legislature that was pretty free amount of funding. And they use that money to be able to have one of the people, who is Susan McQuaid, who is listed also on this presentation. She had been spending a fair amount of her time on this issue, coordinating the meetings, getting people together, communication, and so forth. And with the New York state budget, like all other state budgets, they lost that funding. And the funding that they currently have does not allow for that flexibility to do this kind of work. So frankly, we're stagnating right now as a project, which then goes to the point number two, which I guess that's pretty obvious. So the other thing that came up, which was slow in coming, was that our New York City affiliate actually came forward and said, whoa, wait a minute, we don't like this online learning. They have been engaged in a struggle with the New York City Board of Ed over online learning and concerns over replacing classroom time with online learning. So there are collective bargaining issues here. Now, our folks at our statewide organization, NICET, do not have those same concerns and know that there are online learning experiences going on throughout the state and schools and do not have the same level of concern as our New York City affiliate. But that would certainly hamper expanded use of this if our New York City affiliate decides not to participate because of those concerns. And I think it's, interagency work again was challenging, and we have not yet planned to have teams review the question prior to the piloting. We kind of like just figure we'll pilot it and then we'll figure out from their feedback what they think of it. So we might yet do that, but the time is running out, and we are going to be. So here are questions that we could throw out to you. When you don't have much funding, how can this be made a higher priority? And how do you deal with these virtual learning concerns of teachers' unions? And if we actually are able to get this, getting steady funding to be able to do Passport on a statewide level, obviously, if it is able to be more universally used and it's successful, then there could be a fee with districts, but that would be a big problem too because of funding for education. And how do we get support from allies to get support to do this sort of stuff? So, and then again, we come back to none of us in the group agreed that online training was the best way to get teens trained on health and safety and their rights at work. We all would prefer to have classroom-based training, but with this struggle of mandates and resistance of teachers about how do we put this in. The one subject area that seemed excited about this, who we've also trained, were family and consumer science, which is mandated on the eighth grade level, which is, you know, it's in the beginning of maybe when kids are going to start working, but it's not really where we would prefer to have this kind of training for working teens. We'd like to, we'd prefer if they could have it, like as juniors or sophomores. So that's it.
Thank you, Wendy. So don't go away. So we have some time for a few questions here.
I am Bruce Steve from the Ontario Ministry of Labor.
Oh. You're gay.
Love your ads.
So this is, and we're doing similar things to this as well, so I'm interested. This being part of the curriculum, it's mandated that they complete this online training, is that correct?
Nope.
It's not.
No, this is a part of a group hoping to get a pilot project.
To get there. Okay.
Yes, to get there, and not the online would not be part of curriculum. It would be something that kids would do after school or at their leisure. But.
Yeah. So my question is about uptake, because if you want it to be mandatory, then obviously you're going to get 100% uptake.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's voluntary. What sort of uptake do you anticipate at this point, and how would that be relevant?
Well,
mm-hmm. Whether kids really want to do this, whether they're actually going to do it, when it becomes mandated, or will they just try and start it?
Right. Well, first of all, I'm not expecting it to be mandated anytime soon because of the atmosphere of no unfunded mandates, which I'm sure everybody is experiencing. We did, as I mentioned early in the presentation, that at some point would like further discussion of the potential of tying this kind of training to receiving working papers in our state, which kids have to have before they are supposed to have before they go to work. And, you know, I'm sure that's not an easy thing either.
Could people identify themselves when they speak just so we all get to know? Go ahead.
Yes, through Canadian Passport to Safety. It's their platform, their online platform, and so we needed to pay them to be able to use that platform and develop it and adapt it to what we needed to do in New York. And I do not know the exact cost per person, but we paid to get 5,000 licenses for this pilot program to distribute amongst high schools.
So the licenses refer to what?
Well, to be able to use
their software,
yeah.
Not a license to work.
No.
It's
a license to use that software.
It's the relationship with the person that developed the online program. Mm-hmm.
Carol, and then.
I'm not aware of data. You know, it could be that there might have been some discussion in our work groups that have happened over the past 3 years, but we were looking that we would create our own data with a pilot project using our State Department of Health epidemiologists to try to figure that out for us.
You know, in Ontario over the last 10 years, we've built something new, somewhat different from this, into the curriculum. Live Safe, Work Smart. If you were to Google that, the word Ontario, you'll find it. It's a set of resources for teachers and students that build health and safety into the existing curriculum. So that if you're taking a class on, let's say it's a typing class or something, and you might work ergonomic messaging into that as well. Right? They're looking at all the different ways, and right now it goes from kindergarten all the way up to the enterprise.
That's great.
So we'll have a chance at the end, too, to talk about other, sharing other experiences, because I think that there's a lot of great opportunity to share here with a variety of people. Daryl? Daryl Alexander.
Daryl Alexander, American Federation of Teachers. I was wondering if you could just briefly tell us, how long does this online course take? And
well, there are several subject areas within the training program, so it could take, you know, a few hours. And we expected that, you know, teens would not necessarily sit down on one session to take the whole thing. It might split it up into a couple to get through the whole thing.